A Taste for Death by P.D. James. This book is read by Penelope Della Porta. Author's note. My apologies are due to the inhabitants of Camden Hill Square for my temerity in erecting a Sir John Soane house to disrupt the symmetry of their terraces, and to the Diocese of London for providing, surplus to pastoral requirements, a Sir Arthur Blomfield Basilica and its campanile on the banks of the Grand Union Canal. Other places described are recognisably part of London. It is the more important to state, therefore, that all the events described in the novel are fictional, and all the characters, living and dead, wholly imaginary. I am grateful to the director and staff of the Metropolitan Police Forensic Science Laboratory for their generous help with the scientific details. A verse by A. E. Housman. Some can gaze and not be sick, but I could never learn the trick. There's this to say for blood and breath, they give a man a taste for death. Book 1. Death of a Baronet. Chapter 1. The bodies were discovered at 8:45 on the morning of Wednesday, 18th of September, by Miss Emily Horton, a 65-year-old spinster of the parish of St. Matthew's in Paddington, London, and Darren Wilkes, aged 10, of no particular parish, as far as he knew or cared. This unlikely pair of companions had left Miss Wharton's flat in Crowhurst Gardens just before 8:30 to walk the half-mile stretch of the Grand Union Canal.